This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming, to movies, TV shows and pop culture, to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA. With your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Vera Payne here live from the MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr breaks down how you can enjoy Memorial Day virtually. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
So good to be with you.
So, Memorial Day, it's coming up, and what do you got for me?
You know, if we were in any normal situation, Memorial Day is kind of like the beginning of summer here in the United States. We got the three-day weekend, you know, we got Monday off. Things are getting warm, time to barbecue, time to hang out, time to maybe do some travel. But things aren't normal right now, so you can't really do that. But you can still do a lot of travel, but it's just virtually, which maybe sounds a little bit weird, but allow me to explain. So there's a lot of different ways out there that you can do like these virtual tours, not just through Google, but through other things. And a lot of people are actually searching for that right now. So in the past 60 days, we've seen more than a 5,000% increase in certain terms like Louvre virtual tour, Smithsonian virtual tour, Disney virtual tour, Yellowstone virtual tour, USC virtual tour, things like that. Because people are home, and they're probably bored, and they still want to, like, check these places out. Especially the USC virtual tour, that was interesting because, yeah, college seniors right now are like, hey, I want to figure out, you know, where I should, or college juniors, or high school juniors, I guess. I want to figure out where I'm going to apply to college next year, whatever. There's some things that you can do because you can't really travel there right now. So Google has some stuff. You can do these different virtual tours. You can go to National Park on 360-degree view with street view imagery, g.co/nationalparks. You can tour all these different museums at artsandculture.com/Google. I don't know. There's just a bunch of cool things that you can check out. And the thing is, I was very skeptical. I was like, listen, I already don't like museums that much. I'm not going to just virtually tour a museum. I was wrong. I'm going to say publicly right now, I was wrong. I went to the Getty yesterday. It was all time. I probably enjoyed it more in the virtual sector. Because one, you don't have to pay admission. And two, you're not in close proximity with a bunch of people like trying to look at stuff. You can just check it out on your own time. So there you go.
Yeah, you know, I saw augmented reality trending for a while simply because people were like, oh, we can, you know, go into certain things and see things using our phone or I forget what that, Oculus. I don't know. It seems kind of cool, but it just doesn't do it for me personally if you're not actually there. Is this kind of stuff current? Because I know with like Google Street View, sometimes it's like a couple of months like ago. Sometimes it won't be as updated. Is this updated videos?
Man, that's a good point. I think that it is generally pretty updated, as much as it can be. I think, you know, certain exhibits might change in terms of the arts and culture art exhibits. But, you know, if you want to see some of the big name stuff, Starry Night, Mona Lisa, stuff like that, that's still there within those museums. In terms of the street view, like think about the national parks, like not a ton is probably changing there, at least from the perspective of like seeing big stuff. You know, El Capitan and Yosemite, Half Dome, that's not going anywhere, so you can still check those things out. But yeah, if you're going on like Street View and you're expecting to see a building that was built recently, yeah, it might not be there. And I agree, like it's not perfect and it's not exactly like being there, but I do think it's better than people expect and it's the next best thing. Especially, man, oh, pardon me, I misspoke earlier. We have more than 11 national parks. You can check them out. g.co/nationalparks, whatever. The 11 that I was thinking of in my head was that we have street view of 11 different Disney theme parks, which I was hanging out on Splash Mountain earlier this morning. It got me pretty stoked. Again, not the same, but it's kind of fun. And it's kind of fun to experience these things without other people around. Because sometimes Disney's freaking crowded and you don't want to deal with that. So it's kind of fun.
Now, with some of these videos, is it a camera that's panning back and forth like when you're visiting a museum? Or is it like a camera attached to a person like a GoPro and as they're walking it jiggles?
At least the stuff that I've messed with, it's kind of like Google Street View, which like you're on the street and it's a static image. And then you can click to other points and it'll bring you there to another static image and it'll bring you there to another one. And then you can like look around 360 degree view. So it's not constantly moving, which is kind of nice because then you get to control the action and figure and look at different things yourself.
I don't know, man. And then Instagram, at least we can go to Instagram and look at people's old pictures of where they've been to. And
I know, like, that kind of bums me out though. I actually just, I find myself being sad when I look at that stuff, because I'm like, I'm so far removed from certain things where I'm like, man, like, I wish I was in that destination right now. So I don't know. When I scroll through Instagram, it kind of bums me out a little bit. You know, but man, hope, listen to this. This is an interesting search trend you're going to be stoked on. Over 5,000% increase, which obviously makes sense because who would be searching for this before this? Virtual wine taste. I don't know who's doing that, and I haven't tried it. I don't know. That one I'm most skeptical about because, hey, we can't virtually pour you a glass of wine. I guess you can have your own wine and then just sit there. Like, maybe there's, like, imagery of vineyards and stuff, but I don't know. That one seems like a bit of a stretch.
Actually, I could see that, except why would it be like a little tour thing? It could just be like 10 people. We all buy the same bottle of wines and then sure. We just go on Zoom and like, hey, this is my opinion. I'd like that. That'd be pretty nifty.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You go on Zoom or you can go on Google Meet, whatever. I mean, I'm not going to stray you one way or the other, but Google Meet's pretty sick too, whatever.
Shameless plug.
Meet.google.com. Oh, there's a good thing. There's another one. Virtual concerts, also up 5,000%.
Oh,
I know you are stoked on.
I actually, I have actually been watching them. I watched one on Twitch. It was an EDM one in Las Vegas, and I was totally stoked. I was watching the whole thing. It was pretty cheesy because it's just the DJ, and he was just spinning and like dancing, and then he had a couple of cameras and going in and out. Like, it was like really like, I don't know. It was kind of cheesy, but I loved it, and I jammed out to that while I was playing video games.
Totally. I mean, last weekend, Madion and Porter Robinson held a virtual, like, back-to-back EDM concert live stream. It was so fun. It was so fun, man. I honestly put on headphones because I wanted to turn it up really loud. I didn't want to disturb my neighbors. And I was just dancing all around my apartment. Again, not as good as being there, but it's the second best thing. Because sometimes at concerts, there's a lot of people around. It's hard to go to the bathroom. It's hard to get a drink. It's hard to get to where you want to be, so where it sounds good. It is nice to have that shared experience, but man, I was just dancing so hard. It was so fun. And there was still somewhat of a shared experience because there is a comment thread. The DJ is interacting with people. Like, it's fun. It's fun. I think the virtual concerts has been my favorite trend coming out of the shelter in place.
Yeah, especially since it's free, which I'm loving. I mean, yep. You have to watch a couple ads, but, you know, ad blocker, you can get around it. And I love it. I love that you could go to these concerts and it's like, it feels intimate. And then you have chat on the side. You can communicate with people and be like, oh, or, you know, like in my case, I was calling my sister and be like, hey, Sarah, it's Zed. You got to listen to Zed.
Oh, that's who it was?
It's Lions. No, that's Zed. But if it was Zed, I would have done it.
Yeah.
I think Zed did do one. It's Seven Lions.
Really?
Cascade.
Okay.
Any of those names?
Did you watch the Cascade just did one in the Grand Canyon? So Cascade also replayed his 2015 Coachella set, which they say is the largest Coachella crowd ever at one set on the main stage. And like, it was awesome, but maybe I'm sounding like Grinch here, but he kept like interrupting the set to be like, oh man, that was so crazy. Like, this moment, it's so nuts. And it's like, dude, we are watching this set to like relive the moment. Can you please stop interjecting with your microphone to tell us it's crazy? Like, we are aware of the craziness. Like, I'm trying to get stoked right now, and it kind of bummed me out, but it was awesome.
You know, sometimes people do that because they don't know exactly what to say. And you're right, it does ruin the experience. You kind of ruin the immersion. You don't have to say anything. It's okay if you're just quiet. But you're right. It's kind of weird when people are just like, oh my God, this is so great.
Got it, mate. Yeah.
Is there any other type of virtual tours that are going on besides these? Like, any weird ones?
Outside of the virtual tours, there's some interesting, silly things. There's one thing that Google has called Art Projector. And basically, it's like this AR app that we have where it can show you what various famous art pieces would look like in your house, which I was messing around with in the van. It was kind of funny. There's also this thing called Art Transfer, which, like, uses the style and characteristics of renowned artists like Monet to like make your photos look like that. I don't know. It's fun to mess around with. I think it's cool. I think also the college campus thing, I think that's also like pretty useful. I remember just like driving around in the car with my sister when she was looking at colleges and being really bored and sad. And then also when we got on college campus, just like feeling kind of out of place. Like, you know, my sister's like a junior and my parents are there and we're kind of like walking around campus and like kids are looking at us like, what are you doing here? I don't know. I think the virtual college campus stuff is pretty nice. I mean, obviously, you can't like meet with people and talk about what their experiences are like in students and get that firsthand point of view. But in terms of just like looking at the college and the aesthetics there, like, man, do that online. Save yourself some hassle. Save yourself some awkward times with your parents in the car. Because at that stage, like maybe, you know, that age, you're a little bit, I don't know, self-conscious about being with your parents and in a crowd of college kids, whatever. Maybe that was just me, but it could be fun to just do online.
Yeah, I remember going to college. And I don't remember going to check it out. I just remember signing up and like, I'm going to this one. I didn't even look.
Same with me.
I just was like, okay, I'm going here and that's it. But I do remember being a junior and people, like all the little kids coming in to do the tours. And I'm like, get out of the way. I got class to go to. You're in the way. Get out of the door. It's like, please move. I have 10 minutes to get to the other side of campus.
Totally. Totally. I know. I feel you. Now you can just do it online. Who cares?
Yeah, isn't that the truth? I'm not sure which is better, like actually physically being in a classroom or just doing it online and not caring what other you like. You can be in your pajamas and just do your homework.
Exactly. I know. It's good and bad. I mean, I haven't not worn sweatpants for, you know, 2 months, but which I think is a good thing. You know, who cares? Live comfortably. Why do we have to put on these constrictive jeans to conform to society? No more.
Yeah, get the loose pants out. Get them out.
Yep. Nice, loose and happy. That's my motto.
Well, Justin, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about you and Google?
All the stuff that I mentioned today, there's a lot of different initiatives, so it's hard. If you want to do the national park stuff, g.co/nationalparks. If you want to tour some of the museums, artsandculture.google.com. But then also just checking out our blog called The Keyword kind of gives you all the information that you need to know about all the stuff we discussed here today.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter @MasonVeraPayne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.